Hi, everyone. Welcome to Soul Talk. I'm Patty Malik, and today we have Jimmy Max. He's back with us. He was here, I think, last spring, maybe he was here. Jimmy is a medical intuitive and a spiritual life coach, and we're going to talk about freeing yourself from the emotional component of the pain cycle and how we can co-create with the universe. Jimmy's also going to take your questions. He loves to work with the audience. So hit star 2 on the phone to raise your hand. You can type questions into the webcast, and we're going to dive into that. Jimmy, as I said, he's a renowned medical intuitive and a spiritual life coach, and he's taken and completed and mastered a variety of healing and modalities. After a near-death experience, he was shown and developed a simpler way to create healing and profound changes, now known as My Liquid Fish, Change Made Simple. He is the author of 8 books, over 20 energetic clearing audio MP3s for self-help, and he hosts his own blog talk radio show called The Jimmy Mac Healing Show. And we're excited that he's back with us. I want everyone to welcome Jimmy. Welcome back to Soul Talk.
Hey, thanks for having me. Thrilled to be here tonight. And yeah, it was about spring, I think, we did it before. And we had a great show. We had a lot of callers and worked on some folks live. So we're always excited about doing that, Patty. We always have fun, you and me. So it's a good thing.
Yeah. And you know what I love is that everyone that comes on the show, if, you know, many are healers, everyone has their own gift in healing. And I was, I had a session with you. I was really surprised that, I mean, your work was, it was just so different from anyone else's that I experienced. So I'm really excited that you're back and that people will get to experience that today. You know, the one thing in all of the shows that I've done, I've noticed is many have had near-death experiences, and you have as well. And I would love for you to talk about that.
Sure.
The one thing that I've always noticed in, and I'm wondering if yours is the same, is that the near-death experience really triggers something within them that brings something through in, a healing ability or something that they didn't have before. Talk about what yours was like.
Yeah, absolutely. And, yeah, I mean, I did a lot of different healing modalities, about everything you could think of or know. I mean, gosh, I did, psychic development stuff, remote viewing and shamanism and theta healing and Reiki, of course, just a little bit of all of it, reconnective healing, matrix energetics, access consciousness, Yuen method. I did all those types of things and got really sick one time, got my gallbladder taken out. I was in South Florida, but they about killed me. They gave me way too much anesthesia, so which is probably more common than people know. And so they don't know what happened somewhere during the operation, but I ended up with full-blown clinical pneumonia. So that was brutal. And, it's not good when a whole bunch of the heads of the department come in your little hospital room. So that's how you know you're in trouble. And, so they said, we can leave you here and monitor you or put you in ICU. And I told the lead doctor, I said, well, pretend I'm your best friend, your favorite brother, your uncle. And he goes, oh, I'd put you in ICU. I said, lead the way. So I was in ICU and love myself some nurses now because I coded out every night. I was gone. But I never saw white light, never saw Jesus. I wasn't going through the tunnel, any of that. My stuff was pretty different. Really, it was like the Hubble Space Telescope pictures and going into deep inner space. That's what it looked like. Very ethereal, very with angelic stuff going on. And that's what I was going up into. I can assure you, you don't want to come back from it. You couldn't care less about being here. And we're all boo-hoo-hoo and about who we lost, which is our human experience, and that's how we are with our loved ones, of course. But what I saw was just beyond words and brilliant. And yeah, without question, I was shown and told a lot of different wild things. Definitely changed me for the better. you know, I wouldn't be here today if it weren't for some nurses. So it was a beautiful thing, but it probably took me several months even after that to get over it because of the pneumonia and coming back down to walking pneumonia. And so anybody that's ever had lung issues or breathing issues knows what I'm saying. You struggle for every breath. So that was pretty wild. I feel more than ever now, though, that I definitely am kind of bridging both worlds all the time. So a little strand of me is back there in it at all the time. And so that's really, really, really changed. And, you know, I did a lot of great healing before that, helped a lot of folks, but that just, it just took it to a whole new level. So with you and I chatting, you know what I'm saying? It's just to where, gosh, you know, it was a game changer without question. So that changed the dynamic for everything. And I've really experienced a higher level of healing and helping others and showing others how to do what I do.
It really, you know, it sounds like you kind of up-leveled in your healing ability.
Yeah, absolutely. I would say that. And, you know, I work on a lot of folks. I do phone 48 states and Skype around the world and in person and everything else. And I always want to download the 2.0 or the 3.0 Patty, you know, if I'm working with you. So we definitely are striving for that next level piece. And without question, I felt like I'd updated my software for what it's worth and really just changed things in a much more profound way.
Well, we're going to talk about my liquid fish, which is what came through that was developed and created. Mm-hmm. It's part of your special offer, but we'll talk about that in a little bit.
Sure.
You know, we just had Halloween yesterday. And, you know, I know that you work a lot with entities and dark energies and clearing. Talk about what's coming up lately.
Gosh. Yeah, I would say it should be my Christmas day, right? I'm just slammed with people. Things go sideways. You know, you look at even 9/11 and all that we went through with that, September 11th, and just as a society, at least in America, we feel down, we feel sorrow-filled. It's like we get beat to death with all that. And yeah, it was horrible. But you're picking up on the mass consciousness of how bad that was and remembering that in sadness and sorrow. So much the same as Halloween, when folks dress up as this ghoulish character or, you know, anything dark or Night of the Living Dead stuff, you know, any of those things, you're really taking on the persona of that. And even if you don't do it and you're surrounded by a bunch of coworkers or office folks or people that are doing all that and caught up in it, it can definitely drag you back down the crab bucket. So my favorite joke about all that, Patty, actually is I go to the movies every weekend with one of my besties, and my mother calls him the bald-headed lawyer. He's a litigator. And right before Halloween, we saw a bunch of trailers, and I mean, it was just, you know, the horrific stuff, the bloody hand coming up from beneath the floorboard and yanking the kid down below and all that. And he turned to me and he says, "Are you going to clear us after the movie?" And I said, "No, I'm doing it now. You know, I'm not waiting until after the movie. This is horrific," right? And so people get caught up all in that. And, you know, even nationwide, the liquor store, ABC Liquors, is beer, wine, and spirits. So you can imagine folks that will, you know, jump into drugs or alcohol and that sort of thing and dress as the darkest things they can dress up as. And, you know, you really wind up picking up a lot of stuff. But with really, we end up, I feel like November 1st, it's almost like a lock tumble, if you will. I just feel it all click and go back to doing a whole lot better. It's All Saints Day. Things pretty much get back on track, and, you know, things are going to be a whole lot better. So I feel better about the rest of the year. But coming up on that is just, it's brutal. And, you know, and I know we had full moons and the Hunter Harvest full moon, and so people were going sideways. So it definitely makes a difference. But, you know, when you learn how to clear all that off by whatever method you know, it doesn't bother you as bad, but it can certainly really mess folks up. And for the people that don't know, you know, that could explain a lot of depression and sadness, loneliness, or they're just mad at the world or road rage or what have you. For folks listening to this show, 9 out of 10 of them know about at least maybe energy and clearing energy and doing that sort of thing. So they're already going down the little green path, if you will, with us, of course. But what I have now clears it up a lot faster, and it's almost like taking an ethereal shower, if you will. And so you can get cleaned up in a lot faster method and a lot easier, and then go about your day and feel a lot better about things.
How would you identify or know if you're hit with an entity?
People will take on sadness, sorrow, depression, I would even call it chaos, drama, mystery, intrigue, upset, be really almost a road rage kind of thing. That's really bad. People.
Is it again, like it comes up out of nowhere?
A lot of times, or you can work your way up to it. If you're doing drugs and alcohol, that's certainly an accelerant. People that black out on different things or try different things, that's an accelerant. And by that, I mean, you can pick it all up a whole lot faster. And so if you're hanging out with that, I find that, honestly, you can go into large groups of people where, it could be a sporting event, can be a hospital, a giant mall, walking all around. You can still wind up picking up stuff there. My feeling is, it is almost like you and I are hanging out by a nice fire and the smoke starts coming onto us. And that's really more of the drift of what it is. And so, you and I would leave the fireplace and gosh, we'd want to, take off our clothes and take showers and put on new clothes because you just can't get that off of you. So it's a lot like that. It's more like a permeated smell a lot of times to me personally is what I find. And that's the darker energy when it shows up. But yeah, you can pick it up most anywhere. It's more common than people realize. But it could take on a spectrum of different things. Grumpy people, bad mood, road ragey stuff, very popular. We're the Tampa Bay area and all of Florida is like the top, road rage place on earth right now, which that's a great distinction, right? Mm-hmm. But it's a lot going on, right? And
yeah.
So you end up picking this stuff up and yeah, it can just manifest in a not so good way in a million different directions fast. So you definitely want to be able to clear it out.
Yeah. People can be triggered very easily today.
Mm-hmm.
So what, before we jump into our audience and help them, tell us some of the things that you are able to help people with or have.
Gosh. Yeah. I talk to healers every week on my show and I find that it comes in spurts. So, for weeks on end, I might have cancer clients. I'll have people on relationship issues. Anywhere there's energy, obviously energy is in everything. I would tell you my top three tenets would be, number one, energy is in everything. So you got to figure that out in a hurry. Second is to figure out how to measure it. So whether you're using a pendulum, applied kinesiology, muscle testing, standing sway test, something like that, you want to get negative, positive, yes, no. And then the third piece really is in the power of changing it. And so you want to come up with ways to change it and make it a whole lot better.
Okay. So I think the best way for people to understand how you work is we'll start with our first caller. And if you want to work with Jimmy, you can hit *2 on the phone to raise your hand, or you can type questions into the webcast. So let's dive in. Let's start with...
Love it. Yeah, and I'll also add to it, by the way, so... Let's really empower this, Patty. The other thing I'd add to it is if you even hear the replay from now, if you hear it live tonight and you have an eye problem, a thyroid problem, or whatever problem, and you recognize this in another caller, just know that we're going to ask that changes for you as well. And I work on a variety of things. It can be relationships, money, health issues. There's energy in everything. So it's really unlimited of whatever your block or weakness might be. But we're just going to empower this tonight and forever on the replay that if you identify with whatever we're working on, we're going to see it changing for you as well.
Okay. So yeah, money's a big thing. People being, unable to. We hear that all the time, struggling. So let's start. We're going to go to Troy, New York, and the last four digits are 5712. Hello.
Yeah, hi.
Hi.
Hi there.
Who are we talking to?
This is Marlene. And
hi, Marlene.
I'm so glad to be able to get through tonight. There's a lot going on in my life, but the main thing is cash flow to get my teeth fixed, because after living in a house that I lived in, very stressful, haunted place, and wow, it just like started to break my teeth. So, you know, the dentist there wants $25,000.
Wow.
Okay, so I am on Social Security, so it's not feasible.
Right. Well, I certainly get a couple different opinions on that. That's the first thing I'm picking up, because that's a little much. Teeth, I'm pretty Western on dentistry, and it's usually about structure, too, by the way. And, you know, so that's just one man's opinion, but we certainly can change things energetically for you as well. And, you know, it's an irony, Patty and I were just talking about money being chief among them, and then you brought up money. So you're kind of in the quadruple whammy. I mean, you got some money stuff, some teeth stuff, and some haunted house, too. So you're hitting the trifecta there. So it feels like if we hit the money piece, you might have a much higher probability of resolving the others. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does.
Awesome. So what we're going to do is just have you stand up. It's Marlene, right?
Yes, I'm going to stand
awesome.
Up right now.
Yeah, so stand up, face due north. We've never worked together
face
before.
Face due north,
so.
Okay, great.
Yep. Gonna feel like somebody's pulling you forward for a yes and pushing you backwards for a no. So if you just say, my name is Marlene, you should feel the pull forward.
My name is Marlene. Yep.
Excellent. And if you say, my name's Nemo the Fish, it's going to pull you backwards. You can say it out loud because it's a radio show.
I know. My name is Nemo the Fish. Yeah, you go way back. You want to fall
excellent.
Down.
All right, good. So we're going to grab good fortune for you and everybody. I love good fortune because that changes a little bit of everything, not just money per se. So I would just own my good fortune is weak and see if it pulls you forward.
Oh, if I say my good fortune
yeah,
is weak.
Yeah, my good fortune is weak.
Yeah, I'm going forward.
Yeah. So all I'm going to do is do the, for the sign of the cross, I'm doing the sign of the fish. I'm going to release it right now. It's going to pull you straight back for everybody that's listening now and in the future. You're going to feel a wave and it's going to pull you backwards.
Yeah, it is.
Excellent. And that's taking the weakness out of your good fortune. Obviously, now we're going to add strength. And I'm going to go to the heavens right now and bring in some strength of good fortune. You're going to feel the pull forward now. It feels like a wave.
Yeah. Actually, it's excellent. Funny because it's popping in my stomach.
Wow. Cool. Well, it hits a lot of different angles, that's for sure. And then it's going to bring you back to neutral once it's done, Marlene.
Yep, it did.
Excellent. So you see you have a higher level of good fortune right now. This gives us a much higher probability these things will resolve. And I really feel like, you know, I certainly would price out the dental piece with a couple other people, just saying. I don't know that I would drop that kind of money without, whether it's a car or my teeth or anything, without getting several different opinions. Make sense?
Yeah, I did contact three so far.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And
as far as the house,
wall frame.
Sure. That, as far as the house goes right now, I don't get that it's clear at all. So we're going to change that for you too real quick. And that's for everybody that's listening in honor of Halloween. We're going to clear their houses right now. Going to pull you forward when it comes in. We're just utilizing you as the rain gauge, if you will, the barometer. You're going to feel a pull forward when it shifts.
Wow.
Yep. A lot going on, Marlene.
Yeah, there is. I know.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And there's only three tenets for me. One is clear, and that means to be clear of curses, spells, and hexes, and a long list of things. The second one is unclear. Your place test even is unclear, which I jokingly call a predator fighting alien on the back porch. So you actually got some of that going on. And I'm going to release all that off of you now. Yep. And everybody ever listens to this call, and their homes and their cars and everywhere it is. It's going to pull you back when it releases.
Wow, there it goes.
Mm-hmm. And there you go. And my third little tenet of things to do that we show folks how to do when we teach them this would be I'm running forward. And that simply means body, mind, spirit, relationships, health, and money. We got to have the car and drive. I guarantee you, you don't have that. So I'm just going to the heavens for you, and I'm doing a little fish here for you. And it looks like a Tai Chi move, and it's going to pull you straight forward when it comes in. I just changed it for you.
Wow. Yeah. You almost want to fall over.
I know. It's wild, isn't it?
Yeah, it's cool.
Borders on fun, Marlene. Just saying. Yeah. Fantastic. We're going to see what happens for you now, though, honey. But with you clear and the house clear, you might have a higher probability of getting a better dentist, better price, that sort of thing. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
Outstanding.
Totally.
Gosh,
wow.
We're glad you called in tonight. You were like the trifecta of everything we just were talking about.
I know it. I was like, oh, my God. I was out
right.
And I came home and I'm like, who's
through
on tonight?
Right.
I know. I was supposed to call in, right? So do you do sessions, too, with the package?
We do.
Because I didn't get to check all the way out. Great.
Yeah,
thank
check
you.
Out the whole package, because this is, you know, this is between Jimmy and Patty. This is the whole enchilada and, you know, incredible pricing. You cannot get any of these things off my website. There's anywhere near this cost, and this is for Patty and her listeners without question. But, yeah, I do sessions every day worldwide on phone and Skype and all over the world.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thanks so much for calling in. You were a real contribution tonight, that's for sure.
No, I think you're a contribution to us all.
Oh, thank you. Well, I appreciate it. Well, you gave me the opportunity, right? You had some great material.
Yeah, I guess so.
Fantastic.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thanks for calling in.
Thank you, Marlene. So, Jimmy, why is the sign of the fish that you did with Marlene, why is that a healing symbol?
Here's the thing. All right. So we'll dive into that for you. And what infinity looks like is an eight laying on its side. And during my near-death experience, Spirit said, take off the back left end. So when you take off the back left end, about 20-30% of that, you're left with a fish as if a child drew a fish with a crayon in their fist. Just the simplest little fish you've ever seen. The bottom left of the tail would represent earth negative weakness, and we're just loading things in there like the bank teller tube, and we're fishing it out and circling that fish up into the heavens, and we're releasing anything negative. And the reverse is true. The top left corner of the tail would be heaven positive strength, and we're bringing in anything that we don't have or test weak to as heaven positive strength. And we're merely bringing in through the fish, and we're bringing it back down into us. And I know where you're headed next. And so everybody wants to know about, you know, well, why is that and left, right, and whatever. And so the biblical version, of course, is to cast your nets to the right side of the boat. And so for whatever reason, Spirit said to me, at least, doesn't matter if you're left-handed or right-handed, the face of the fish is always to the right. Due north standing helps folks as far as that goes, but there's plenty of people that do what I do now and that I've taught, and they'll use their fingers for testing. They might get heavier light off the access consciousness guys. That sort of thing is fine. Use a pendulum, all that. All you want to do is get a measurement for that. But basically, the easiest way to tell people, too, is I believe everything at the heavenly realm is moving so fast and so powerful in the top left corner of the tail of that fish. And we go into this in the books and the package, by the way. So don't think you got to memorize it all tonight. But the top left corner of that fish tail is like 220 to plug in the dryer. And 220 would shock you, kill you. It would, you know, take you out. But as things come in through the heavenly portal, if you will, and my Sandy Bittinger, who I love, does all my social media, and we call it a tear in the fabric of time. How cool is that? So coming in from the top left corner of heaven, if you will, and it slows down that 220 through the fish as a conduit, and it brings it back out the tail back into us, and it's like a 110, like we're charging our phone. And the converse is true. If we take something horrible, we're putting it in through that 110. By the time it goes through the fish and it winds up in the top left corner, it's like a bug zapper. It hits the 220 and it's gone. It's annihilated anything negative. And it works on a million different levels and on everything I've ever dreamed of working it on or trying it out on, whether it's, you know, a cancer thing or a money thing or teeth or the haunted house or what have you. And so it's just impressed me. I played with it for at least a year before I dare would release it out on clients or the world. So it impresses me. And if it impresses me, you've done something. So
Okay. So we're going to hear all about that, how people can access that through the special offer in a little bit. Okay, so let's keep going.
Love it.
All right, let's go to Des Moines. And the last four digits are 0664. Hello? And we can't hear Des Moines. Okay. Let's go to Michigan. And the last four digits are 8866.
Hello, this is Mary. Hi. Thank you for taking my call. Yep, Mary.
Mm-hmm. Hi, Mary. You're welcome. What's your question for Jimmy?
I think I have circulatory issues in my legs. I keep getting more and more veins and things like bruising, and they're just continuously accruing more. And I don't know what it's from, and I don't know how to remedy it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So let's have you stand up. And certainly it feels like a lot of odd things. They're just showing me venous return. It is an arterial. It is veins. You have some waist stuff going on, too. You got some heart stuff going on, too. So stand up, face due north.
Okay.
We're just going to own that, Mary, and see what we can do, okay?
Okay. Great. Thank you.
Yep. And so we'll say something as simple as, my name is Mary. You should feel a pull forward for yes.
My name is Mary. Yes, I did immediately.
Excellent. Yeah. And if you say, my name's Nemo the Fish, you'll feel the pull backwards.
My name is Nemo the Fish. Yes, I went backwards.
Excellent. So I would just own that. Does it feel like a peripheral thing, a vein thing? What do the MDs call it? What have you been diagnosed as?
I think I haven't had it checked out in a while, but it seems like they said weak valves. That's all really that I can remember.
Weak, what was it?
Valves.
Valves, so you're talking heart. Valves. That's what we said earlier. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's really what they mean, weak valves. Yeah, I hear what you're saying. Well, let's just jump to heart. Let's just say my heart is strong and see if you go forward, back, or in between.
My heart is strong. I went backwards immediately.
Yeah. So I'm just going to go to the heavens right now and bring that in for you.
Okay.
Strengthen your heart. You're going to feel a wave, and then it's going to pull you forward really hard and bring you back to neutral once it's finished. And we're going now. And you're going to feel a pull forward. It's going to pull.
Mm-hmm.
And you can let us know where you're at, Mary. It's a live radio show.
Okay. I'm back at neutral now.
It's no good.
It pulled me forward and back four times.
Wow. That's cool. That's good to know. So no coincidence that you have four valves, parts of the heart, right? How weird is that?
Oh.
So, yeah, super intelligent. It's way past my understanding, you know, and I can't draw the heart and label the heart freehand. So, but we let spirit take care of it, and that's what you get. So right now, if we say my heart is strong, guess what's going to happen? It's going to pull you forward. You can say it out loud for everybody.
My heart is strong. Yes, it did pull me forward.
Yeah. How crazy
is that,
fabulous.
Mary?
Isn't that wild? You're in Michigan
crazy,
and I'm in Florida. We're having fun.
We are. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
I can't thank you enough. And thank you, Patty, for taking my call, too.
You're welcome, Mary. It's so cool when that happens.
Isn't it? I love it.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah. Okay. So, Jimmy, I'm guessing, I don't remember if you had said that you can work with people that have questions on the webcast.
Sure.
Do you need to talk with them?
Text. Absolutely. You can text, and we'll text back what Spirit brings through for them, and we'll work on them live right now. Absolutely.
Okay. So, let's see.
Yeah, I work on people remotely all the time and, you know, through email and all that, so it's not a problem. It's all same spirit.
All right. So Marguerite typed a question in. She is in Summerlin, and she says she has nerve pain in her feet. How does she get rid of that?
So it tests really strong right now, and it's a neuropathy thing is what it feels like, and that makes sense. So all I'm going to do is release it right now. We have a local chiropractor that's got some odd little instruments and different things and methods that they're using. I do feel like if I were her, I would visit one of the chiropractors, believe it or not, because what she's experiencing feels like it's more spinal than anything else. And it's almost a midline spine issue is what they're showing me. So that's very interesting. And right now I'm just going to release it for her and disentangle it, uncollapse its waves and fields, and take it all out into the void and see what happens now. She doesn't test for heat. She does test for cold. So I almost want to actually put some cold packs on there if it flares up too bad. But right now we're just changing that, and we'll see what happens for her. And I love when folks come in with that type of call or the heart issue on the last caller, you know, because this is going to help everybody ever hears the sound of my voice and has even the replayer live tonight. So she's going to feel some relief right now. If she wants to text us right now or write us back before the show's over, I'd be interested to tap into that, but she's going to notice that subsiding now.
Okay, Marguerite. Let us know if you're on the call, and we'll watch for your message. Okay. Let's see. So let's try, we're going to try, California, Santa Barbara. Last four digits are 0871.
Hi, Jimmy.
Hello.
Hi, Patty. It's Alana. Alana calling.
Hi, Alana.
I'm wondering, Jimmy. Hi, you guys. I'm wondering if you are able to help through me or through my talking with you, my son, who's in London.
Absolutely.
And in the past 3 weeks. Oh, good. In the past 3 weeks, he has been having numbness in his hands, in his right foot, across his stomach, and he is now going in for his second MRI. They don't really know what they're looking for, whether it's inflammation in the spine or something in the cranium, and he's held off going to a chiropractor at this point until he knows a little more, or an acupuncturist I'm trying to get him to go to. But any help at all? I mean,
yeah, he tests really strong for a chiropractor more than acupuncturist, and I go to all of them, and they barter trade me for free. But I'm going to let you know, he tests really good for the chiropractor right now.
He did go in to chat with the chiropractor and briefly, and the chiropractor wants to see the MRI.
Of course, and that's
an adjustment.
Yep, and that's typical, and that's for liability's sake.
He seemed to think it was in the cranium itself. That's the chiropractor just.
You know, it tests really strong that that's true, but, you know, through things like cranial release, if they do, any type of cranial work, they can actually release all that. Okay. So absolutely. You and I are going to do it in just a minute, but I would say definitely get the results of the MRI see what happens. And then I'd be back to that chiropractor. And if they don't want to touch it or deal with it, I'd find somebody that did. My favorite chiropractors would be doing applied kinesiology, muscle testing. They'd be using the activators and clickers and that sort of thing. And I'd go a long way to help him and what he needs. But go ahead and stand up right now. Yeah, stand up.
I am.
What's his name?
I am standing up. His name is Galen.
Galen. All right. So we're going to bring in the energy of Galen. It's going to feel wild for you, Mom. Here we go. It's going to drop you backwards.
It's going to make me shake.
Yep. There it is.
Woo-hoo.
So we're going to find the weakness in Galen and just go through his whole body right now, especially brain and cranial issues, anywhere there's numbness, which generally is nerve issues and weakness. It's going to pull you forward now. We're going to find all those spots, like we're looking for computer files right now. And we're going to release them, disentangle and uncollapse them, surrender them out into the void. Just pull her straight back and you've released them. You're going to feel a real strong wave and it's going to pull back and drop you off in neutral once it's done. And his energy is going to feel different than yours, of course, so you can tell the difference.
Oh, wow.
That was
even more than you said. That was amazing.
Mm-hmm. Good. So we're going to see what happens now, Mom, and I get it. You know, my heart goes out to any of the sons, daughters, grandkids I have, and so I get it. And so we'd take on that pain for them if we could, you know what I'm saying? So, but let's get an MRI.
We would.
Definitely get back into that chiropractor. And I really feel like cranial sacral would help him a tremendous amount, too. He's got a lot of racy energy in all this. And obviously a lot of angst, anxiety, you know, that sort of thing that comes along with not knowing. And that, when we talk about, you know, the topic of tonight's talk is even freeing yourself from the emotional component of the pain cycle. So the emotional component of all that would be the not knowing, and he's got like traveling pain throughout, which always, you know, drops down into uncertainty. Does that make sense?
It does, absolutely.
Yeah.
And
a lot stronger right now.
Enough. I am so glad.
Absolutely.
You.
We're glad you did
thank
too.
Thank you both. I am
thank
now
you.
Waking up in London to tell him.
I love that.
Well, thank you. Thank you, Jimmy, so much.
Thanks for calling in. You bet. Thanks for listening tonight.
Thank you, Elena. I love that she could be a conduit, you know, for her son. That is
Isn't
so
that wild?
Cool.
Yeah, we work on kitty cats and puppy dogs and little kids and people in hospitals. And I'll tell you a quick funny story you'd laugh over, Patty, and that is at a client out in California. She says, Jimmy, you got to work on my sister. I said, where is she? She wrote down her, you know, her name. He sent me a picture, and she has cancer. And it was, I think, Farber Hospital, one of the big ones out of Boston somewhere. And they didn't give her any kind of time at all, you know, and she was in the hospital and had cancer surgery, this, that, and the other thing. And, you know, it was a grim prognosis. I said, honey, I'll do all I can. I can't make you any promises. I worked on her one night, and the next morning, she was down at the nurse's station saying, how do I get out of here? And they said, ma'am, we don't even know who you are. What is your name? She said, I'm in room 302. And they were just, you know, blown away. And so was her sister in California, of course. So, but that's the kind of thing that can happen. You know, your outcomes might vary, but that impressed me.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think that it was a great example with Elena and her son,
mm-hmm.
what happens, what can happen when we're storing emotion.
Yeah. Huge. Huge.
Yeah.
And, you know.
It's got to show up
somewhere. Well, and it's also encouraging, you know, that this, I call it supercharged, turbocharged prayer, and you and I can work through her and help the sun and everybody in London or LA or wherever they may be. You know, if you're on the Earth or even the space station, it wouldn't matter to me. We're still going to drag you around the room and make things better. But that is the sheer straight up power of spirit. And that's impressive.
Yeah. Yeah. So Marguerite wrote back and she said, yes, I do feel relief. Thank you.
That's amazing.
Okay.
Isn't that wild? And that's through texting. How cool is that, right?
Yeah, yeah.
I love
it. So, Jimmy, let's take a few minutes, and we're going to talk about your special offer, and then we're going to come back to our callers because we have lots of hands up here. I know that I'm anxious to find out about this liquid fish.
Mm-hmm.
And that's part of the special offer.
Yeah, all of that's in there. There's an incredible amount of things that we send to folks. And, you know, a starter kit's going to have a lot of different items in it. We have a little short little video. There's audios in there. There's actually some radio shows, live video. There's different things that, you know, you can't even find on the web anymore. And that's included in it. And so we take folks step by step. And I find that really, Patty, it's a layered thing. Like, I can tell you tonight, but you may not fully get it. But if you do it enough time, listen to it through the radio shows, and then you see a video, and then you see you're going to read about it a little bit, start to layer it, and then it starts making more sense. And then you just the biggest thrill for me is when folks have that aha moment and they get it and they go, I got this. And I go, that's fantastic, right? Because then they can start to effectuate change, not just on themselves, but like us working on her son even.
Right. Okay. And then so that is item one.
Mm-hmm.
The starter kit for my liquid fish. And then item two is your PDF ebook, Tell the Fish.
Yeah. And this is a really cool book, too, folks, by the way. And if you're looking online, that's really what I was going up into, deep inner space. This is part of the Hubble Space Telescope collection. We actually got permission from NASA to have this on the cover. This book took over 7 years to write. It has an affirmation and a healing story in it for every day of the year. So you turn to whatever day you get this thing on and you work on that and then just go throughout the year. And I encourage people to give it away at the end of the year to somebody else, you know. But it's pretty amazing. And it's almost like a daily devotional. It's kind of been named nicknamed the bathroom book, if you know what I mean. So, because it doesn't take long at all to read. And so people keep it near the restroom, and that's okay too. But it's a great way to get your day going.
Okay. And then item three is your Kindle ebook, The Tackle Box.
Yeah. This has been really the most popular book I've written. And we call it The Tackle Box because it's fishing. And, you know, this has different little stories and different things throughout. And it does show you how to do this. It's step by step.
Okay. And item four is your Dowser's Handbook.
Yeah, that's the most recent book. That's really, really good. You know, every year I go to the Dowser's Group. It's the Florida Dowser's Group. It's out of the Villages in Florida. It's one of the largest retirement areas on Earth. And so I'll go up and talk before 200 or 300 folks at the Unity there in the Villages area. And that's the whole Dowser's Group. And dowsing is really about, you know, using an instrument to find, maybe they back in the day, they'd find oil, they'd find water, that sort of thing. They use dowsing rods, wands, they use all these different things. And this goes step by step on how to do what I do. And it gives you a bunch of different ways to do it and to get there. And so that's a really great book. People really enjoyed this one.
Okay. And then you have two MP3s. Mm-hmm. From your My Beliefs audio clearings.
Yeah, the first one, it's the body scan. It's head to toe clearing, and that's a, you know, any chronic pain or injuries. And we actually start at the head, obviously, and go all the way to your tippy toes. And I find that, you know, if you and I have a pain, maybe that that particular caller's pain might be in, you know, the hands and the feet in different areas, and come to find out it's the neck or the back. And so it always seems to be three jumps away. It's really, a lot of times it's very evasive. And this particular one just goes through the whole body, almost like a body scan x-ray, if you will, or if you're walking through the airport and they're trying to find the metal on you going through there, it's going through the whole body step by step. And it's just made a huge difference in a lot of people's lives.
Okay. So these are actually, there's clearings
Mm-hmm.
in the
I do them for you. Absolutely. Okay. And you even have the printout on, you know, you could work on them yourselves. If you have any kind of other healing modality you use, you're actually going to have both the audio to listen to and then step-by-step in writing as well.
Okay. And then the second MP3 is healing physical body disorders.
Yep. And that's amazing, too, because that's all about disease disorders. And these are a great pairing because this hits other things that that we might have missed maybe the first time around. Or if we worked on somebody tonight, this particular one, it's over 30 minutes long. It's like about 125 or so clearings. If I worked on you, you can see how we did one or two things on callers, and it might have been 5 straight minutes. So you can imagine doing 125. So it might take us 3 hours to clear 125 different things just because they got to go through the process of the body. But you're going to listen to this, and it's going to just rocket through the body and change a lot of things. It's amazing.
Mm. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have a bonus video of you demonstrating the dowsing.
Yeah, and that's great, too. That goes hand-in-hand with the Dowser's Handbook. And so we actually show folks how to use the pendulum, also muscle testing with your fingers, and also standing sway testing and how to fish. And so it just goes hand-in-hand with the rest of the group here. It's, you know, inevitably after our show, you and I, they're always like calling and texting and emailing, and they're like, how can I get that offer? I'm like, don't even call me. This is Patty's deal, and, you know, this is a special offer by far. If you buy all these things off my website, you know, it's going to be almost $300. So this is our deal. This is you and I together, and we just want to get the word out. We want folks to really get it, figure it out, and really start changing their lives and others.
Okay. And this the special offer price for our Soul Talk audience is $111. And then we also have our two-pay option that we always make available as well that makes it more affordable. And someone had a question about My Liquid Fish that I wanted to read. Let's see. It's Diane, and she says, can My Liquid Fish help with ADHD? She says trouble with focus.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, that's hugely my wheelhouse of it can be ADHD, ADD. I don't even get she has ADHD, honestly. I get a weakness on that. It's more of an ADD. And that's okay. It's just acronyms anyway. But we clear up the energy of all that without question. It would help. This is huge on mental, spiritual issues, emotional issues. It just obliterates all that. And if you and I together can find the right key phrases or words, I've seen things take, you know, one swipe of the hand and change everything.
Okay. Okay. So I hope that helps, Diane.
Mm-hmm.
And let's see, someone else is asking, Alhima, you do not have to, you receive the product, the special offer right away. When you do a two-pay option, you don't have to make the second payment to receive the special offer, is what I'm saying, that you mm-hmm. do get it right away. And then 1 month later, you make the second payment. And for HEMA, if you have not received it, I would suggest you check your spam folders because mm-hmm. many end up there, especially if you have Hotmail addresses. So check that.
Right.
Okay. So take advantage of Jimmy's special offer. Thank you for that, Jimmy.
Absolutely. That's you and me, no doubt. And we're just getting the word out. We're thrilled with you too. You know, you do great work too. So just know that, and just, you know, getting the word out on a lot of different healers and modalities and spiritualism and all of it. I mean, you're a catalyst for change yourself. And so we're just thrilled that you're putting it on.
Thank you. Thank you. I love what I get
you're
to
welcome.
Do.
Yeah, I love it. Yeah. It's a dream.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So let's dive back into our callers.
Love it.
We're going to go, let's go to Spokane, Washington. Last four digits are 3991.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi, this is Kathy.
Hi, Kathy.
And Hi, I would like to be a proxy for anyone dealing with digestive intestinal issues.
Love it. Stand up, Kathy.
Yes.
Yeah. What's going on, love? Tell us the real story.
No one really knows.
You're my favorite.
Okay. You know, I mean, mm-hmm. there's some kind of inflammation, I know, and maybe like leaking, bad bacteria. I don't know, but... Yeah,
yep.
You can tune in.
Well, you'll love this because I'm telling you right now, every day of my life, I could do, instead of the Jimmy Mac Healing Radio Show, I could do the Jimmy Mac Parasite Show. So 9 out of 10 people, when they come to me and they go, I've seen 3 doctors, I've had 2 MRIs, I've taken 17 different, it's like, shut up, you got parasites. So I hate to tell you how boring it is, but
and I've actually
been
on a parasite protocol for months now.
Just
so
not long enough, probably not the right stuff. We'll figure that out
okay.
for you right here
okay.
live right now. So I would just own
wow.
parasites, Kathy. Yeah, just stand up and you'll see that you
okay.
have an overrun of parasites. If you're facing due north, you'll feel the pull forward to yes. Okay.
I gotta know, but I.
Yeah. That's okay. That's your belief, but I'm telling you, you got parasites, so that's okay.
okay.
It's because you're not taking it right now. Yeah. That's your belief. That's okay. So watch this. We're gonna take
okay.
you out of that belief zone, and this is part of what we're doing here tonight. You can say, my name is Kathy. You're gonna feel the pull forward.
My name is Kathy. Yep.
Yep, and if you say my name is Nemo the Fish, it's going to pull you backwards.
My name is Nemo the Fish. it's not a strong pull.
Yep, not a strong pull backwards, right? That's okay. So it feels like your energy is reversed,
now,
too.
Now it's going backwards.
There you go.
Okay.
So now this is us pouring you back in your body, Kathy, believe it or not. So guess what happens now? Say I have parasites and watch what happens.
I have parasites. Yes, okay.
Yeah,
I guess I wasn't in my body.
That's okay. It happens all day long in my life, honey. You just got to know where it is. So we're going to
okay.
release all that, resolve it, delete and erase them, disentangle them all out to the void now, pull her straight back when you're done. And we're doing it now. You're going to feel it pull, pull, pull in reverse, and you're going to feel
yep.
a wave.
I already
pulling.
Felt it.
Love it. And then it's going to pull you back to neutral once it's done.
Yep.
There you go. So if we'll say it again, I have parasites. It should pull you back to no. Go for it.
I have parasites. I went back. All right.
Love that. No pressure, right? Just the
you love
listening.
It. I love it more.
I know. Isn't that a dream? I definitely, if I were you, I'd definitely look at taking some more stuff. Here's the thing.
Okay.
Kathy, what happens is we could go to the farmer's market and grab an apple. You could have a single piece of sushi. Fruits, vegetables, notorious for that. Restaurants, forget it, you know.
Uh-huh.
Again, you end up with one piece of sushi and you wind up with a few parasites, and then a month from now you're just overrun, okay? And so
okay.
that's basically what you got going on. I do like all the wormwood combinations. That tests strong for you.
Okay.
You know, but you're going to need to do – you did liquid before, correct?
No.
You did pills? Yeah.
Uh-huh.
So you need to do liquid. Watch this. So think of the capsules. It's going to pull you backwards to now.
Okay. Yeah, pulled me backwards.
Yeah. So here's liquid for you. I'm just putting it over
okay.
your head. It's going to pull you forward to yes.
Okay. Wow.
Isn't that crazy? Right? See what I mean?
Yeah.
So you need to get the tincture, okay? And
okay.
so that's why they're telling me, they're screaming at me about the liquid. So that's why I'm asking you about liquid. So, but you definitely need, yeah, well, you want the combination. You don't want to get just wormwood. You test weak on wormwood. Watch this. So here's wormwood. It'll pull you backwards.
Okay.
So here's wormwood with cloves in it and black walnut hulls and sweet Annie and a little bit of everything. It's going to pull you forward.
It's a little bit. It's not dramatic.
That's okay. That's all we need. And so
okay.
you really need to drop out of a bottle You know, some of that tincture, of course, you need two of those 3 times a day for 3 bottles, they're saying. So it's quite a bit.
Yeah.
But it's inexpensive, you know. So.
Yeah, no, and I think there are other places in my body, so.
Yeah, there's no doubt. Oh, people will have them in their lungs and their brains. It's all over the map. My hydrocolon therapy lady down the street, she did hydrocolon therapy on herself for about 30 days. Day 20, she saw coming through the scope a worm about a foot long. How weird is that, right? But can you imagine 20 days later, right? So after doing it every day, come on. So there you go.
Okay, thank you so much.
Makes sense.
Wow.
Yeah, we're thrilled to talk to you live. And, you know, listen, you do that, it's going to be a game changer for you. I'm going to tell you right now, in about 3 weeks, 21 days, you'll feel like $1 million compared to right now. Okay?
Oh, my gosh. I'm so glad I called. Thank you, Jimmy.
Well, we're glad you did, too. Thanks for listening.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Kathy. Wow. I love this. We've learned so much from
all of our listeners.
Well?
Yeah. We're thrilled to get the information out there. You know that, Patty.
Yeah, definitely. You know, I love that we get to help so many people. Well, okay. So we're going to go to Hilton Head. Last 4 digits are 4288.
Hi, this is Celeste.
Hi, Celeste. What's your question for Jimmy?
Well, last week I was on an antibiotic for a bladder infection. And I'm still having some abdominal pain in my lower right side. And I just would like to check my kidneys and my bladder and my stomach.
Yeah, when I asked Celeste, I don't have a problem with stomach or kidneys or even bladder right now, but it does show up as genitourinary. It's almost like a UTI more than anything. Does that make sense?
Huh.
Yeah.
Well, I guess so, yeah.
Yep. I'm telling you right now, your kidneys, when I ask if your kidneys are weak or strong, they test strong. Stomach tests strong. Bladder's just okay. But then you start going down deeper into UTI and everything breaks loose like the log dam. So that's really weak. So I will tell you the good news is, Celeste, that the antibiotic you're on tests strong for the bacterial infection that you have. Does that make sense? And you don't have a virus at all. They're saying you have a straight up bacterial infection. But stand up, face due north, and just own it real quick, okay?
I
bet you got some discomfort going on too, don't you?
I do.
Yeah. So let's just own that. Bacterial infection overall, it's going to pull you forward to yes.
Yes.
Yep, and I'm going to release it, resolve it, delete and erase it, disentangle it all out of her now, pull her straight back when you've released it. Thank you.
Okay.
Excellent. So if we say it again, I have a bacterial infection. It's going to pull you backwards. Here we go.
I have a bacterial infection. There I go.
There you go. Make sense?
Yeah.
So energetically, you know, you and I could take antibiotics till the cows come home, right? But a lot of times this stuff hangs out with us energetically. It's creepy beyond words, right? And a lot of times we might be getting the wrong antibiotic, which don't think that doesn't happen every day of everybody's life, you know, almost. But what you're on tests really strong and really good. I certainly want to ride this thing out and keep going.
Well, I finished. The antibiotic last Friday was my last day.
Okay. I would look hard at you test really strong for UVA URSI. And again, we're on a live radio show, so I'm just going to tell you about things I would research really hard. I like UVA URSI for you at test strong. And also a really unusual product called Critta, C-R-I-T-T-A. You can find that on eBay. And it's actually out of Vietnam. And they also, they only gave that to the emperors back in the day. It's primarily for prostate and bladder issues. It would clean up what you got in a heartbeat. And it's called Critta, CRITTA. And again, we're the furthest thing from doctors. My attorney friend always says, Jimmy, you better tell these people you're talking to angels flying UFOs. So there you go. You heard it.
Jimmy, have you seen anybody grow new cartilage, like in a hip?
I think it's possible. You know, I haven't seen it personally, but I've had a lot of folks that I don't know what happened, but they felt infinitely better and maybe, you know, did other bone or cartilage or something, took the weight off of that other particular area. Who knows? You know, but I've seen some pretty miraculous things in my time, and I've been doing it a long time. How do you feel right now?
Well, I've been told for the past 2 to 3 years that I need a new hip, but I've been ignoring it in a way. It's hard to ignore when you don't walk well. But I mostly don't deal with pain around the clock anymore, and I am walking better. And
good.
I keep believing that, you know, all my cells are going, are getting the message to create new
that
cells.
Hip area. Love that. Yeah, and I would highly recommend you take the horse pills, glucosamine, chondroitin with MSM. You test stronger, they're saying, for MSM than you do. You don't even need glucosamine, chondroitin. You can throw that in the garbage. You need MSM. You need high amounts of MSM. You can Google all that, too. And you need as much as two of those pills, like three times a day, probably about 1,000 milligrams or so. Can't hurt you. And that can only help you hip-wise, too.
And I've been taking collagen powder every day.
That's really strong for you. Yeah, whatever brand you got or whatever you're taking tests really good, but I don't think you're going deep enough. So I would nuke it with some MSM. Yep, just saying, because you're only dealing with you, honey, but I see it every day of my life. So I'm telling you right now, you're the queen of MSM. That's going to be your new hobby, taking that.
Well, I'm excited about your program, and it's perfect timing because I just last week got some information from a friend of mine about dowsing and
oh, wow. Yeah, that's it. Those are my peoples.
He's studying with one or two dowsers, and he put a blessing on a ring that has a couple magnets on it, you know, that lays the magnets next to my skin. And I noticed a huge difference. I started sleeping through the night without pain waking me up. Yeah.
Oh, I love that. So, yeah.
Yeah, I want to study with this program of yours. It looks really great. Thank you.
We're thrilled you called in. Yeah, we're here to help people and contribute. That's really all Patty and I do. We live for it. It's not our hobby. So we're thrilled you called in.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling, honey.
Thank you, Celeste. Wow, I love that. Well, Jimmy, this has been wonderful again, of course. Your
love
work
it.
Is amazing, and I'm so grateful that you could take time to share with our audience, and we'll have to do it again.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Thanks so much for having me on, Patty. We always have fun, you and me, so keep me posted.
Yeah.
And I'd love to come back anytime and help folks all we can.
Absolutely. Wonderful. Take advantage of Jimmy's special offer. And thank you all for being here. Sending you all big hugs and much love. Thank you all. Thank you, Jimmy.
Thank
and
you.
With that,
bye for now.
We're going to say goodnight. Bye-bye now.
Bye.